Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Winter 2022. Longhurst Group. Including Community Heroes are celebrated. The winners of this year's Community Heroes Awards have been announced. A hamper and winner's certificate have been presented to each of our newly crowned winners. Read more in Section 13. In this issue, Section 6, Glorious Gardens Competition winners are announced. Section 8, Housing Ombudsman's new Complaints Handling Code. Section 19, Tips to help you save energy and money this winter. Approximate recording time, 1 hour and 20 minutes. Contents in this issue. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each section, including Scrutiny Team Review, Section 5, Glorious Gardens Winners, Section 6, You Said We Did, Section 7, Housing Ombudsman Complaints Handling Code, Section 8, Call Handling Update, Sections 9, 10 and 11, Domestic Abuse News, Section 12, Community Heroes Awards Winners, Section 13, Community Investment Roundup, Sections 14, 15, 16 and 17, Money Advice Case Study, Section 18, Tips to Save Energy and Money This Winter, Section 19. Devices Gifted to Customers in Need, Sections 20 and 21. Employment Case Study, Section 22 and 23. Support Services for Leaseholders, Section 24. Writer's Corner, Sections 25, 26 and 27. Competition Time, Section 28. 1. Stay in touch. Website longhurstgroup.org.uk/r-voice. Facebook /longhurstgrouphome. Twitter @longhurstgroup. Instagram @longhurstgroup. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Domestic Abuse Helplines. National Domestic Violence Helpline. Telephone 0808 200 0247. The Forced Marriage Unit. Information and support about forced marriage and or honour crimes. Telephone 020 7008 0151. Mankind. Confidential support for male victims of domestic abuse. Telephone 01823 334 244. Gallup. Support for LGBTQ plus people experiencing domestic abuse. Telephone 0800 599 9247. Longhurst Group. 2. A message from Julie Doyle, our Chief Executive. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your ongoing patience as we work hard to improve our services. The repairs service we've provided in recent years, during and since the coronavirus pandemic, and the way we've dealt with your inquiries has been below the standard we expect and that you deserve, and I apologise for that. As a result of these issues, we've received more complaints than ever before. Of course, I understand why this has happened, but it's now crucial that we learn from what's gone wrong and make sure we get things right in the future. I'd like to tell you a bit about the changes we're making to respond to the challenges we've faced. As well as appointing 3 new repairs contractors, we've also brought repairs inquiries in-house, meaning that when you need to report a repair, you'll speak to one of our colleagues. We've also recruited more people to our property services, customer services, and complaints teams. As well as bringing in additional colleagues, we've also made changes to the way we work, and you can find out more about this in the You Said, We Did article in Section 7. The changes outlined in this newsletter show just how much we value your feedback and how seriously we take the issues that you raise with us. Keep letting us know what we can do to improve, and we'll keep on listening and responding. We've also done a lot of work with our colleagues to remind them of the importance of following things through, phoning customers back, and communicating with each other to make sure we get the best possible outcomes and solutions for our customers. I appreciate how difficult things are right now, as the cost of living crisis makes life even more challenging. With that in mind, it's even more important that we get things right and be responsive and ready to help you when you need us the most. Thank you again for your patience and understanding. Julie Doyle, Chief Executive. 3. A warm welcome from the editor. Hello and welcome to the last edition of the year of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's customer magazine. We're very aware of the challenges our customers are facing at the moment as the cost of living crisis continues, and as a group, we want you to know that we're here to help as much as we can. In this edition of the magazine, our money advice team has put together a whole range of advice and top tips on energy efficiency and budgeting, which could prove invaluable in the current climate. You can find this in Section 19. There's also news of a new cost of living support section on our website, which is in Section 9. On a much more upbeat note, we're really pleased to have been able to present hampers and certificates to all of our deserving winners of the Community Heroes Awards. There have been some great examples of our customers going above and beyond in their communities, and we're pleased to have been able to say a little thank you by way of the hamper. You can find out more about all of our winners in Section 13. We also bring you news of our Glorious Gardens competition winners in Section 6. Our usual customer case studies return with a particular focus on our money advice and employment and skills services. I hope you enjoy reading this edition, and on behalf of everyone at Longhurst Group, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yes, it's really that time again. Sam. 4. Over 1,000 sign up to the Hub. Since we launched the Hub earlier this year, more than 1,000 customers have signed up. The Hub gives you the tools you need to have your voice heard on issues that are important to you. It also allows you to engage with us and feedback on services you receive and get support and guidance on training and employment opportunities. More than 18 projects have been added to the Hub, and recently 82% of our customers said the Hub helped them have their say, with a quarter already having taken part in one or more projects. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, said, "We've really enjoyed building up the Hub with projects we feel are of interest to all our customers. Thank you to those who've told us what you think of the Hub, what we're doing right, and what we can improve on. Customers have enjoyed the ease of accessing information about Longhurst Group and learning about the services available to them, and having a space where they can give feedback whenever they're able to." End quote. Some customers commented that they had trouble navigating the Hub, particularly on mobile phones. "We'll make every effort to make the pages and site as mobile user-friendly as possible going forward." To register on the Hub, please visit thehublonghurstgroup.uk.engagementhq.com. 5. Scrutiny team begins work on Together with Tenants project. Following the tragic fire at Grenfell Tower in 2017, the government spoke to residents to understand how they felt about their housing associations and what change was needed. The main theme from these conversations was that residents aren't listened to enough. The National Housing Federation, NHF, has since created Together with Tenants to change this. The aim was to strengthen the relationship between residents and housing associations. The NHF developed a 4-point plan, including a charter, with 6 commitments setting out in clear terms what residents should expect from their landlord and how they can be held to account on these. We've signed up to this charter, underlining our commitment to ensuring our board is accountable to our customers. The Together with Tenants Charter, which sets out what our customers can expect from us as their landlord. Customer oversight of progress against the charter. And giving our customers a stronger collective voice with the regulator for social housing. Our customer engagement manager carried out a self-assessment to see how we're performing against these criteria. The scrutiny team then got underway with its first project to sense check this by carrying out their own assessment. Helen Bird, customer engagement manager, said, "I'm really pleased to see that the scrutiny team believes we're well on our way to meeting all of the criteria outlined in the NHF's Together with Tenants Charter. There are some areas, such as publishing the outcomes from customer feedback online and responding to areas of low satisfaction, where the scrutiny team believes we can do more. We're taking this on board and making changes to the way we work to address this." The team has also provided lots of other useful feedback, such as streamlining pages on our website, being more open more regularly about how we put things right, and publishing more progress updates, which will be useful as we look to make more progress in everything we do. I'd like to thank the scrutiny team for its work on the Together with Tenants project, and my team is looking forward to working with them on future projects. End quote. We're recruiting for new members to join the scrutiny team. You can either apply on the hub or by visiting our website and completing the form at longhurst-group.org.uk/scrutiny-team. 6. Winners revealed in our first Glorious Gardens competition. More than 20 customers submitted a total of 40 photos in our keenly contested Glorious Gardens competition this summer. Launched on the hub, there were 2 categories for customers to enter: Best Containers and Best Garden. All the entries were judged by a panel made up of Longhurst Group colleagues and a representative of TradePoint who helped secure prizes. Winners in each category received £100 in B&Q vouchers, second place got £75 in vouchers, third position received £25, and fourth place won some garden lighting. Robert de la Cruz in Grimsby won first place in the Best Garden category, and he said, "I'm privileged to win this competition. It's very rewarding after putting so much effort into my garden." End quote. Meanwhile, Susan in Gainsborough was our runner-up in Best Containers, and she said, "I've not won anything in a very long time, so this news is lovely to hear." End quote. Becky Budge, customer engagement officer, said the competition had proved very popular. She added, "It's been really lovely to see our customers get involved in the Glorious Gardens competition, and we've all enjoyed looking at the brilliant pictures they've submitted. It's clear that many of our customers take great care and pride in their gardens. I'd like to thank everyone who sent in pictures as part of the competition, and also to our judges who took time out of their day to pick the winners. We've had a poll open on the hub asking if we should make this an annual competition, and a staggering 94% have voted yes, so keep a lookout for more information for next year. I can't wait to see the entries then." End quote. Glorious Gardens will return next year. Keep an eye on the hub for further information. A selection of the winning images from this year can be seen on page 5 of the standard print version. 7. You said, we did. Helping us improve our services. We value the feedback of our customers and believe it's vital in helping us further improve the services we provide. We've gathered some of your recent feedback and also provided information on the changes we're making in response. This has been divided up by category. Complaints feedback. You said, you need to communicate regularly and consider individual needs and requirements. We did. We've introduced new procedures and training guides that focus on communication and in particular keeping customers up to date on a regular basis and the consideration of vulnerabilities and individual needs when resolving complaints. We've also brought in additional colleagues to strengthen our complaints team's resources. You said, you need to work more closely with your contractors to ensure work is completed within agreed timescales. We did. We've reviewed our working practices and now have a dedicated team member working closely with our contractors to monitor the promises we've made to our customers' process. You said, you need to improve your timescales when resolving complaints. We did. We recognise that performance is below our targets and requires improvement. This has been a challenge due to the high number of complaints we've received and the changeover to our 3 new repair contractors. However, we're committed to delivering a better complaint service and in response we've diverted resources from other areas of the business as well as recruiting additional complaint resolution officers to support customers with their complaint. We'll be reporting our performance on our website every 3 months, so you'll be able to see how we're doing in this area. You said you need to deal with complaints about the repair service more effectively. We did. We know the repair service accounts for the majority of complaints we receive, so it's important we work closely with our contractors. We've used our learning to review the complaints process with our 3 new repair contractors, Ian Williams, Fortnum and Morgan Sindel Property Service, all of which have dedicated colleagues who work with us to resolve complaints. The Hub. You said, we want more information on what scheme managers should and shouldn't be doing. We did. A project detailing the roles and responsibilities of scheme managers has been added to the hub. We've worked with our leasehold team to compile this information. There'll also be a questions board in case you have further queries. You said, we want more information on who our contractors are and their repairs performance. We did. We organised contractor meet and greet sessions for customers. Our website has information about our repairs performance and further information about our contractors. This can be found by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/performance. Clean and green. You said, your contractors are missing areas of hedging and shrubs and the work isn't done to a good standard. We did. We've explained the relevance of nesting season to customers and why this means hedges won't always be cut. We believe that improving our communication about nesting season and other seasonal changes will help explain why there's sometimes a change in the service. We've also referred all cases of poor work back to the contractor, asking them to reattend. You said, not all customers know what's included in the grounds maintenance and cleaning services. We did. We've added this to the relevant pages on the hub and our website to help customers know what to expect from these services. To join the hub, visit thehublonghurstgroup.uk.engagementhq.com. 8. Improving our complaint service. We always aim to provide an excellent service to our customers. However, if we get things wrong, we want to put it right and learn from our mistakes. If you make a complaint, we'll investigate it fully and handle it fairly. We'll always offer support to anyone who requires it and consider your individual needs when providing a resolution to your complaint. To learn more about how we handle complaints or for more information and advice, please visit longhurst-group.org.uk/contact-us/complaints. Housing Ombudsman Complaint Handling Code. The code provides guidance to support the effective handling and prevention of complaints. Its purpose is to enable landlords to resolve complaints promptly and fairly and to use the learning to make service improvements. Compliance with the code forms part of the membership obligations set out in the Housing Ombudsman Scheme. View the Complaint Handling Code at housing-ombudsman.org.uk. We've carried out a self-assessment against the code, which sets out the areas where we comply and the actions we're taking to improve how we handle and learn from the complaints we receive. To find out more, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/HOCSA2022. We've developed a complaints improvement plan so we can track and monitor progress against our actions that still require further work. Improvements from your feedback. Your feedback makes a vital difference to the way we deliver our services. Some of the recent improvements we've made by listening to you include: work is taking place to improve our repair service and embed new working practices. We've reviewed the repair works associated with complaints to ensure these were given priority. We've reviewed how our new repairs contact centre can work more efficiently, so you're able to report your repair and discuss any inquiries you have about existing repairs promptly. We'll continue to monitor call handling volumes and review new ways of working. We've improved the lettings process so there's regular communication to customers who are waiting to move into their new home. And we've listened to your feedback and now use a different contractor for our kitchen installations. Further information on customer satisfaction levels will be shared in the next edition of Our Voice. 9. Cost of Living section published on our website. With the cost of living continuing to rise, we know that many of our customers are worried about how they're going to pay for food and heating. We've launched a dedicated cost of living support section on our website, which contains a range of additional advice and support for our customers to access. The page is featured on our Customer Wellbeing Hub and can be accessed by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/cost-of-living. We want you to know that whatever challenges you're facing, we're here to help. 10. Handling your repairs calls in-house. As part of our new repairs service, we've also launched our new in-house repairs contact centre. In the first 3 months, our team handled more than 10,500 calls, with 58% of customers reporting a new routine repair, getting an appointment at the time of the initial call. 2/3 of customers who called us got an appointment date or a full response to their query at the time of their call. Wait times can vary and are sometimes higher than we'd like. We apologise for this and thank you for your ongoing patience. We'd encourage customers to wait in the queue and we'll answer as soon as we can. The best times to call us are Wednesdays 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m, Thursdays 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. or after 3:30 p.m, and Fridays 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. or after 3 p.m. When you call to report a repair, it's important to select the correct option. Your call will be answered by a colleague with the skills and knowledge to deal with your query. 11. Group appoints our new gas contractor. were delighted to have appointed Aaron Services to deliver our heating servicing, repairs and installations contract. This contract will cover all our geographical regions and all property types except for leasehold of the elderly properties. The contract came into effect in September and will run for the next 3 years, plus a further 2 years if it's successful. This procurement and contract award only covers our general needs stock and doesn't include our leasehold for the elderly properties due to the short period of time that was available to get the contract up and running. We've worked with Aaron Services to ensure the services required within the contract are provided to these customers on an emergency basis for a period of up to 12 months. While the contractor has changed, the way customers contact us about the service will remain the same. If customers have a query relating to heating, repairs or installations, they should continue to call 0300 123 1745 and select the appropriate option. Aaron Services will handle all calls from customers outside of our normal office hours, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Following the introduction of a new urgent category, the new contract will have the following three repair priorities. Emergency, attended to within 2 hours and made safe within 24 hours. This covers any fault that endangers the health and safety of customers and or those living nearby. This can include gas leaks, carbon monoxide and or smoke detector activations, electrical fittings or installations coming in contact with water, defects that could cause a fire, burst pipes and tanks, water penetration or failure of heating and or hot water systems, where it's the only source of heating or hot water in the property. Urgent, completed within 72 hours. This covers issues such as water leaks where damage isn't apparent, overflowing cisterns or water-filled expansion tanks, failure of heating systems and or hot water systems where it isn't the only source of heating or hot water in the property, and partial heating loss. Routine, completed within 14 calendar days at a convenient time for the customer. This covers all work of a non-emergency or urgent nature, planned works and all other works. Appointments will continue to be offered in either morning or afternoon, AM or PM slots. 12. Support available for domestic abuse survivors. With Christmas rapidly approaching, many people will be gearing up for a happy festive period. For others, the reality will be very different. The Christmas break often sees an increase in incidents of domestic abuse. The group is continuing its work towards achieving DAHA accreditation, which will reaffirm our commitment to tackling domestic abuse. We're well aware of the increased risks over Christmas and want to reassure you that help is available. Craig Taylor, Director of Housing, said, "It's widely known that, unfortunately, domestic abuse incidents rise during the festive period, and it's important we're all aware of the signs that could help us spot this. This year, with the cost of living crisis, coupled with the normal financial pressures of Christmas, financial abuse could be one of the more prevalent issues we see. Some people may not even be aware that they're being abused financially, but we want all of our customers to know that support is out there if they, or somebody they know, is a victim or they're worried about somebody. At the front of this magazine, we've got telephone numbers of several organisations who can offer support to victims of domestic abuse, but you can also speak to your housing officer to access support, advice and guidance from our trained colleagues. Please do speak up. We're here to help you." End quote. Signs of financial abuse can include your partner giving you allowances or budgets without your input, asking you to justify everything you spend or spends your money without your knowledge. They may also control how all of the household finances are spent and use credit cards in your name up to their limit. Ultimately, they may threaten to cut you off financially if you disagree with them or have an argument. Our housing officers, property services and people services colleagues have all undertaken a bespoke package of specialist training from the domestic abuse charity GLOW, so they're here to help you. Please, if you or somebody you know needs help, get in touch with us. You may also wish to download the Bright Sky app, which is a free tool that provides support and information for anyone who may be in an abusive relationship or those concerned about someone they know. 13. Inspiring community heroes are celebrated. We're delighted to announce that 13 customers have been named as Community Heroes Awards winners for 2022. We've received some brilliant nominations for this year's awards and we're honoured to have been able to present each of the winners with a hamper as a way of thanking them for their outstanding work in the community. Maurice Hegarty, Community Investment Lead for the West Region, has been running the award scheme for this year. He said he was truly humbled to hear what our winners have been doing to support their communities this year. He said, "I always enjoy reading through the nominations for the Community Heroes Awards, and this year was certainly no exception. To hear about the amazing work that people are doing in their communities, whether it be what some would deem relatively minor things, such as helping neighbours with daily tasks, to leading ICT workshops. I'm really pleased we've been able to say thank you on behalf of Longhurst Group by way of a hamper, which I hope each and every one of our community heroes will enjoy. I'd also like to thank everybody who submitted a nomination this year. Without your contributions, we'd not be able to run the awards, and we believe it's important we recognise these brilliant people." End quote. Teenager Shaquille Nelson, who's recently turned 17, has won a Community Heroes Award after he led ICT classes for older residents in his community. He worked with the residents' RUS community group on the Beachdale Estate in Walsall to run the classes to help older people stay safe online and learn basic computer skills. He said, "It's very unexpected to win a Community Heroes Award, but I'm very honoured to accept it. I've really enjoyed running the classes and teaching the basic ICT skills to people who might not have confidence with computers. It's also helped me to grow my confidence, which I can use in the future. I've also learnt new skills as well, which will help me teach others further in the future. I'd like to say a massive thank you to whoever nominated me for this award. It's an honour to be recognised for what I've done." End quote. Dawn Asplin in Skegness also received a hamper after being named a winner for her work in the community, supporting other people. She said, "It was very much out of the blue, but it put a smile on my face and it was all a bit exciting really. I didn't expect anything like this, but it's lovely to feel appreciated. I like to help people as much as I can. If you see somebody that's upset or alone, it's nice to feel as though you've done something to help them and give a little bit back to the community. I'm really proud to have won this award." End quote. Community Heroes 2022. Dawn Asplin. Dawn attends the local cafe in Skegness every Tuesday to give her time to people in the community, lending an ear and offering support and information on local events. Dawn really cares about the safety and well-being of her immediate neighbours and others in the community too. Shaquille Nelson. Shaquille has been involved with Residents Are Us since he was 6 years old and has now started leading an ICT skills class for older residents on Beachdale Estate. Described as kind, considerate and helpful, he's used his passion to help others stay safe online. Debbie Palmer and Sheila Pigeon. Debbie and Sheila stepped forward after the coronavirus pandemic to ensure residents at Willow Court came together once again. They arranged a group which meets weekly for refreshments and karaoke, which has been successful in improving the motivation, health and well-being of residents taking part. Julio Axelan. Julio has, for the last 3 years, maintained the front and back entrance of Oak Tree Court to keep it looking lovely and clean. He cleans cobwebs and debris away and takes great pride in his work. Other customers have praised his efforts. Julie Patterson. Julie stepped in to call an ambulance after discovering a man unresponsive at an address. He was rushed to hospital after suffering a stroke. Thanks to Julie's quick thinking, he's now receiving the support he needs and is making a good recovery. Janet Langley. Janet runs a bingo group for her neighbours and always asks them if they need anything whenever she goes shopping, as well as generally helping in any way she can around her scheme. She's also helped a neighbour who was suffering from ill health to call an ambulance. Brian Cooper, David McLeod, and Julie Forsyth. Nominated together, these three customers have designed and created an eye-catching garden area at one of our over 55 schemes. They've helped create a seating area, a gas barbecue space, and a place to watch wildlife bloom. Their teamwork and dedication to the project has been described as second to none. Marie Velez. Marie has been instrumental in organising and running social events at Windmill Court. She runs a successful bingo group and raffle for residents and their families. She's also started a games and social afternoon to make sure residents are kept entertained. Rosalind Peggy Littlejohn. Roz takes the time to check in and help those around her, whether it's checking in to see how they are or noticing when someone isn't quite themselves. She's also instrumental in arranging community get-togethers. Roz is the epitome of a community-spirited individual. Graham Ashton. Graham has made an impact at Oak Tree Court and improved the mental well-being of fellow customers. He takes part in activities but also makes everyone laugh and goes that extra mile. He doesn't take things too seriously and looks out for others. 14. Community Improvement Fund launched. Following the success of our Social Isolation Fund earlier this year, we launched a new initiative called the Community Improvement Fund. This saw constituted residents, groups and colleagues invited to apply for grants of up to £800 for the groups or schemes where they work. The fund was launched to support projects and initiatives which would improve community health and well-being, encourage or create community cohesion, or reduce social isolation. Sue Crass, Community Programs Manager, said, "It's important for us to reach out to our customers and communities to help support them to improve their health and well-being and reduce isolation and loneliness. Both of these are key priorities for us in delivering our Improving Lives strategy." Once applications were submitted, they were considered by a panel of colleagues and involved customers. We're delighted to say that we were able to make awards to 7 different applicants for various projects. These include support to set up a breakfast club and cooking classes for residents at a scheme and improving outdoor areas so that customers have more pleasant places to enjoy the weather in the summer. As the money has only just been allocated, we're yet to see the impact of these grants, but it's great to know that we're able to offer support in this way. It's important to us to support smaller groups and organisations which may have difficulty accessing funding opportunities in other ways. We're now looking forward to seeing updates from the projects that have benefited from the money." End quote. 15. Social Isolation Fund Benefits Residents. A pilot scheme designed to help tackle social isolation across our over 55 care and support schemes has been hailed as a success. After collaborative working between our community investment team and care and support teams, the Tackling Social Isolation Fund was launched. Schemes were encouraged to apply for funding of between £100 and £1,000 for projects which had been designed to reduce the social isolation of residents. Sarita Sharma, Community Investment Lead for the South, said, I work closely with the care and support schemes, and through conversations with colleagues and visits to schemes, we recognise the need to tackle social isolation, which is where the idea for the pilot came from. It's been a very successful project with 19 successful applications. I really enjoyed learning about the different ideas at all the schemes, and it's been wonderful to hear from colleagues and customers how successful the project has been in addressing social isolation and helping improve customers' health and well-being. The project has made a positive difference to people's lives, and I couldn't be prouder. It's been an absolute joy to work on, and it's so rewarding knowing that we're doing our bit to deliver the group's improving lives strategy. End quote. Some examples of what the grants were awarded for include the purchase of a pool table at Windmill Court in King's Lynn. This has allowed residents to get competitive and play games against each other. One resident said, "We love having a game of pool most evenings. It's definitely better than sitting in my flat alone at night. It's good fun, and we always encourage other residents to come and have a game or just watch. We're all getting so much pleasure and enjoyment from having it." End quote. Our Kestrel Court scheme in Peterborough bought new outdoor benches and lounge furniture for residents to enjoy. They're often heard chatting among themselves and have said how lovely it's been to sit outside on the new benches, and now the weather has got colder, they've got new lounge furniture to relax on with a cup of tea or coffee. 16. Our scheme hosts a second Green Skills Programme. A second project which helps unemployed people gain skills and a horticulture qualification has been held at another of our schemes in Peterborough. We recently partnered with Groundwork East to offer its Green Skills Programme to local people who are out of work and have an interest in working outdoors. After a successful project at our Carl Hall Court scheme, we launched a second programme at our Eastfield Road scheme in the city. A total of 10 volunteers worked alongside 2 members of staff from Groundwork East to transform some outdoor areas at Eastfield Road while working towards a City and Guilds Level 1 practical horticulture qualification. Participants worked on the programme 3 days a week for several weeks. They spent 1 day a week in the classroom with 2 days a week working outside. Some of the work that took place included painting the shed, laying bark chip to replace gravelled areas, and general tidying up of the outdoor areas. Sarita Sharma, Community Investment Lead for the South, said, "I'm delighted that we were able to host a second programme at Eastfield Road, and it was great to be working with Groundwork East once again." We had a great success during the project at Carl Hall Court, and everyone who took part found it beneficial and enjoyable. This sort of programme is a brilliant way of encouraging people to work towards a qualification and hopefully find future employment, all while helping to improve the outdoor spaces for residents at our schemes. I really hope everyone who took part in these projects enjoyed their time and learnt lots of new skills. It's brilliant to see the end results. End quote. The project has been mostly funded by John Lewis. 17. Success of Community Grants Fund. More than 500 people have benefited so far this year from services provided by organisations that received money in the second round of our Community Grants Fund. After feedback from the first phase in 2021 showed how much of a difference the scheme was making for our customers and their communities, a second round was launched earlier this year. Just under 3,000 people were helped by services funded by the grants in the first phase. Karen Prince, Head of Community Investment, said, "It's been amazing to see the success of our first ever Community Grants Fund. The reach and impact that it's had for our customers and communities has far exceeded our expectations. Unfortunately, whilst we've emerged from a post-COVID world, there remain significant challenges which our customers and communities face. It's important for us to work with and support those organisations that provide vital services to our customers and local communities." End quote. In the second phase, 12 applicants were successful following a rigorous application process, with each organisation receiving up to £5,000. Sue Crass, Community Programmes Manager, said, "The organisations we're currently supporting provide a range of different services, and after the first 6 months, we're already seeing the difference that the grants are making. More than 500 people have engaged in a programme or service funded by the grants, and we expect this figure to rise." End quote. 18. David is so thankful for the help he's received from money advisor Angie. Quote, "She walks on water. The team is incredible." End quote. David Jordan doesn't underestimate the impact our money advisor Angie Noble has had on his life. He says her help in his hour of need has made his life, quote, "much better," end quote, and helped him begin to recover from the trauma of losing his mum during the coronavirus pandemic. Having lived with his mum as her carer for around 10 years at their flat in Peterborough, her death hit David hard. Due to not being named on the tenancy and rent arrears having accrued, David feared the worst. But thanks to collaborative working between several teams within the Longhurst Group, including our income recovery team, housing and money advice team, David's situation improved and the tenancy was transferred into his name. Quote, "I was a bit stressed and had a lot of anxiety," David said. "I didn't know if I was going to have a roof over my head in 6 months' time. The flat is a two-bedroom place and we'd been here for 12 or 13 years. I get on with the neighbours and I really didn't want to move. I'd managed to get on Universal Credit, but because of the spare bedroom, it wouldn't pay enough for my rent. Angie helped me to get sorted. It made things much easier to deal with." End quote. Angie worked with David to get discretionary housing payments for under occupation, helped him get his Universal Credit payments backdated, and also assisted with a successful PIP claim. This helped David to cover his rent and also set up a plan to clear the arrears on his tenancy. Now David says he's in a much better place and can begin grieving for his mum. He added, "I feel a hell of a lot better. I still haven't had chance to grieve for mum due to all the paperwork and things like that, but I feel a lot happier. Knowing the flat is secured and having a roof over my head in a place that I know is a big thing for me. I can't speak highly enough of Angie. I retire this year, so when I start getting my pension, she's going to help me through all that stuff as well. I'm not very good with paperwork, so that's helpful. She's really approachable and down to earth. All I can say to her is thank you very much for helping me out and making my life a lot better. It means a lot to me and I know she's there to help me. I'd recommend Angie and her colleagues to anyone else that needs help. That's what they're there to do." End quote. To contact the Money Advice team, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice or call 0300 123 1745, press option 2 for the income team and ask to speak to the money advice team. 19. Helping you through the cost of living crisis. The cost of living crisis continues to create difficulties for all of us, with more of our money being needed to pay everyday bills. As winter approaches, some of our customers may also be concerned about the cost of heating their homes in the colder months. To try and help you navigate your way through these tough times, our money advice team has come up with some further hints and tips on how you can make your money go further and reduce your bills while avoiding creating further debts. Prioritize your payments. It's vital you prioritize your payments. Make sure you pay the most important bills first, especially your rent. It's important that you pay priority bills such as council tax, gas, electricity, TV license, and any court fines or child maintenance to avoid being cut off or incurring additional charges. If you're struggling with your energy bills, speak to your suppliers to see what help they can offer. Many of them have support available and can help you with payment plans. It's much better to speak to them than ignore the problem and create bigger debts. Most water companies also offer lower tariffs for people on low incomes, so it's a good idea to contact them to check. Plan ahead as best you can for Christmas. Try to buy a few items that'll keep as you do your regular shop to spread the cost rather than a bigger shops nearer the day, which will be a bigger shock to your budgets. More energy efficient items. Where possible, can you use more energy efficient items in your home? Do you have energy efficient light bulbs? When cooking, can you use a slow cooker or air fryer? These items are generally much cheaper to run than using a cooker. If you don't already have one, it might be worth looking at whether you can afford to buy one if the savings you'd make outweigh the purchase price. If you do cook using a traditional cooker, can you try to batch cook and save some portions for use later rather than cooking every day? Citizens Advice has a useful guide to give you an idea of how much it costs to run everyday household items. You can find it here. longhurst.group/ELEC-check. Changes in lifestyle. When at home, there are ways of keeping warm without turning the heating up. Try and use blankets and heated throws where possible. It's important, however, that you do put your heating on at least once each day to prevent condensation, damp and mould in the property. Wear layers of clothing to keep you warm. Lots of shops are now selling fleece-lined hoodies or blankets with sleeves. Use discount shops and supermarkets and try their own brands or budget brands. Check for support. There's support available out there to help the most vulnerable. Why not find out which charities are in your area and how they can help? For example, faith groups often provide a hot meal or warm space. Local authorities have household support funds available, but you may need a referral from a local charity. Some councils are creating warm hubs this winter to provide spaces where people can go to keep warm. Speak to your local council to find out what help and support they can give. Biggest tip. Perhaps the most important thing to do right now is budget. Make sure you know what's coming in and what's likely to go out, so you can make some savings. You can do this online free at Money Helper by visiting longhurst.group/moneyhelper. Make sure you're claiming everything you're entitled to by doing a benefits check online on entitledto.co.uk. 20. Craig gets a new tablet to help him access the internet. A customer who's benefited from our device and data gifting schemes has been able to continue his work with our tenancy sustainment service as a result. Craig Walker's smartphone had stopped working and he wasn't able to afford a replacement. His tenancy sustainment officer, Katie Altham, worked with our employment and skills team to access the device and data gifting schemes to source a replacement device. The team managed to source the tablet for Craig along with some data, and this was able to double up as a smartphone too. Craig has now been able to continue his work with the tenancy sustainment service as well as pay plan, meaning he's more secure in his home. He said, "I'm delighted with the kind donation of a tablet. I had no way of making calls or using the internet, so I'm now able to keep in touch with my daughter and access important information on the web. I can't say thank you enough." End quote. Katie added, "The tablet worked brilliantly and can be used exactly like a mobile phone. I know Craig was very grateful and it came in very useful at a time when he had no means of communicating, so he was very isolated. It enabled him to reduce his isolation and improve his mental health too. End quote. 21. Peter's new device will help make him more independent. A customer in Northamptonshire hopes to become more independent after receiving a new tablet as part of our device gifting scheme. Peter Bird, who's lived at the Shrubberies in Woodford for just over a year, was driving and living an independent life when he first moved in. A serious illness followed, and after a spell in hospital earlier this year, Peter has been left housebound and with limited movement down one side. He has carers visit four times a day, and due to his lack of mobility, he often finds it difficult to get to his intercom quickly enough, meaning he'd miss important visits and deliveries, including online food orders, which his carers complete for him. Housing officer Chelsea Harrison and sheltered housing team leader Mia Brophy used our device gifting scheme to access a tablet for Peter, which will now allow him to complete his own food orders. It's also hoped that his intercom will soon be compatible with an app which he'll be able to control via the tablet. The tablet has also been preloaded with a year's worth of data via our data gifting scheme. Peter said, "Chelsea and Mia have been fantastic. They look after me so well. My carers do all my food orders for me, so I'm looking forward to being able to do my own shopping. My physical disabilities are making things difficult for me, so having this tablet will make it so much easier for me and give me some independence back. I'm so grateful for everything." End quote. Chelsea said that the data and device gifting schemes were a great idea and she hoped that more customers would be able to benefit. She added, "It's safe to say Peter was thrilled when we delivered this to him. He was as cheeky and cheerful as ever and was so grateful. The tablet will help to make his day-to-day life so much easier." End quote. Sarita Sharma, Community Investment Lead for the South, helped refer Peter into the gifting schemes and said, "It was awesome to witness firsthand the look of joy when Peter received his tablet. This has clearly demonstrated collaborative working at its best, where we've all worked to make this come together and support our customer. It's a truly fantastic result." End quote. If you think you could benefit from our device and data gifting scheme, speak to your housing officer or call 0300 123 1745 and ask to speak to the Employment and Skills team. Rebecca's thanks for help in finding perfect job for her. Quote, "I really appreciate everything they've done for me. Without their help, I wouldn't have been able to achieve this." End quote. That's the feedback of one Beechdale customer who succeeded in finding a part-time job to fit around her childcare needs. Rebecca Acerba, 33, and her two children aged 1 and 2 moved onto the estate recently from temporary accommodation. She initially worked with our Tenancy Sustainment Service before being referred to our Employment and Skills Service for help in finding work. Our Employment and Training Advisor, Rob Friday, helped Rebecca ensure her work history shone through her CV and showed her ways of finding more job opportunities. Within weeks, she was offered a permanent afternoon cleaning job, which fits around her childcare arrangements. Rebecca said, "I was so happy when I moved to Beechdale, but I knew it would be difficult to find the work I wanted. I was looking for either care work or cleaning, as I'd got experience in both those areas. The Tenancy Sustainment Service was fantastic. Rachel, Antone, Tenancy Sustainment Officer, was always there for me and asked me what I needed and helped me to get it. Then I started to work with Rob and I can't find the words to express how grateful I am for his help. He was patient and kind and was always honest with me. He did everything he said he'd do." End quote. Rebecca said she was delighted with finding work. She added, "It feels so great. I'm able to get out of the house to earn an income and still have plenty of time with my children. I want to say a big thank you. I really appreciate everything everyone has done for me. They've even helped me by providing a laptop to help me get online and improve my English, maths and ICT. I now want to work towards becoming a nurse and supporting the community." End quote. Rob added, "Throughout her time with us, Rebecca has been consistently positive and proactive in dealing with recent life changes and planning for her future. It's been a pleasure to work with her, and I wish her and her young family well for the future." End quote. To find out more about our Employment and Skills Service, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/employment-and-skills. To get in touch with the team, complete the form on our webpage or email us at employmentandskills@longhurst-group.org.uk. 23. Employment and Skills Top Tips by Mairead Wright, Employment Skills and Enterprise Manager. Top Tips for Online Learning. Online learning provides flexibility and allows you to learn at a time and pace that works for you. There are lots of online courses out there. 1. Find something you enjoy. If it's something that's interesting and relevant to you, you're more likely to succeed. 2. Check the small print. There are lots of free courses advertised, but it's worth looking over the company, terms and conditions before signing up. Is there a fee if you leave the course early? Is there a charge for a final exam? 3. Timings. If it's a self-directed course, treat it like you would if it were in person. Schedule a set time every week that you'll log on and when you know you're less likely to be distracted. Check when any reviews or assignments are due and book time in for these. 4. You're on mute. Test all your equipment and course links beforehand. If you're doing a video call, you should be able to change your background filter. 5. Data checking. If you use pay-as-you-go, there are several mobile data checkers online that will give you an idea of how much data you'll need per activity. If you learn best by watching a video, check how much data this will use up. For help with finding work or training, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/skills-support. 24. Services available to help our home owners through the cost of living crisis. Information for Longhurst Group homeowners. Support available for homeowners. As the cost of living crisis continues to put pressure on everyone's finances, you may find yourself worrying about paying your rent or service charge. While support available to our customers who rent is well publicised, it's also important that our homeowners know what's available to help them through these difficult times. Support available from Longhurst Group. Money Advice Service. We have a team of money advisers working across our regions who can help you if you're struggling with your finances. The team can support you in claiming the benefits you're entitled to, maximise your income and paying your bills. Our trained and experienced money advisers will always act in your best interests and have a proven track record. To find out more about the service, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice. Employment and Skills Support. If you're looking to find work or want to brush up on your skills or learn new ones, our Employment and Skills Support Service can help you. The team can help with things like apprenticeships, volunteering, work and training grants, and top tips on getting work ready. Our Employment and Skills team is on hand to help with your personal circumstances and provide guidance on whatever you need to get back into education or employment. To find out more, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/employment-and-skills. Payment options and additional support. We offer a wide range of payment methods to make it easy for you to pay your rent and service charge. We can also offer support to help you manage your payments if you're experiencing financial difficulty. It's important that you speak to us before debt becomes a problem. We've got people here to help find a way for you to pay your rent and bills. For more information, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/leaseholders-and-shared-owners. Customer Wellbeing Hub. We have a Customer Wellbeing Hub which contains lots of information, advice and support available to you. Visit longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing. Support available elsewhere. Universal Credit. If you own the home you live in, you may be eligible for Universal Credit. For more information, visit gov.uk/housing-and-universal-credit/property-u-own. Step Change. This charity offers a variety of debt support services, including advice for homeowners. Visit stepchange.org/debt-info/types-of-debt/housing-debts. Citizens Advice. Offering an independent and impartial service, including advice to homeowners such as managing your mortgage and arrears, to name just a few. Visit citizensadvice.org.uk/debt-and-money/debt-solutions/. Turn to Us. This charity offers support with the cost of living and has great online tools such as a benefits calculator and a grant search facility. To find out more, visit Turn to Us. That's Turn, the number 2, Us. .org.uk. 25. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. A floral themed quiz by Anne Whitfield Carlton. 1. Too shy to join in the dancing, perhaps? 2. Sounds like a Gaelic female salesperson. 3. Shoo, go away, you. 4. A favourite monarch always on the go. 5. Will this keep Renard's paw warm while he's on the prowl? 6. This sounds like an elevated means of getting rid of excess water. 7. Don't ever let me out of your thoughts. 8. A country known for its vehicles. 9. Would the smell be different if this had another name? 10. Everything that's in the shop or very useful in the soup kitchen. 11. Are the deep feelings here difficult to see? 12. Will this type of grain make a yellowish dough? 13. This one can be fatal after dark when there's no sunlight. 14. Something to make a bird want to soar higher into the sky. Answers. 1. Wallflower. 2. Lavender. 3. Begonia. 4. Busy Lizzie. 5. Foxglove. 6. Hydrangea. 7. Forget-me-not. 8. Carnation. 9. Rose. 10. Stock. 11. Love in a mist. 12. Cornflower. 13. Deadly nightshade. And 14. Larkspur. Home. Poem by Pat Marshall Oakham. A tiny word that means so much. A look, a feel, and just a touch. It means so much to us all, times remembered and recall. If you find a place that's right, hang on good and hang on tight. More elusive than anything, gets under the deepest skin. If no joy is to be found, move your feet to firmer ground. You will know when it's there, only move if you dare. Trees. Poem by Pat Marshall Oakham. There you stand, so tall and proud, standing out from the crowd. Long spreading branches everywhere. You don't mind or even care. tall and slim or short and fat, bright green leaves and all that, waving, dancing in the breeze, sitting there, just to tease. As old as time and the sun, you cast your shade for everyone. Lean against your weathered bark, what mighty strength you do impart. From mighty oak to Douglas pine, see you standing any time, what you have seen and will, I'm sure, even on a distant shore. 26. Courses on offer to our customers. Morgan Sindall Property Services, our new repairs contractor for the East, provide a range of support and advice sessions for our customers, including free online training, energy cafes and employability sessions. Energy cafes. These sessions focus on energy awareness and are delivered virtually via Teams or Zoom on the first Wednesday of each month from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. If these times don't work, then please get in touch and we can arrange an alternative. Those running these sessions have passed a Level 3 qualification in energy awareness with the National Energy Action. Free online courses. Would you like to improve your skill set, change career, or take up a new hobby? Morgan Sindall is offering a range of free online courses. These include administration, customer service, health and social care, hospitality and tourism, mental health and well-being. For a full list of courses available, please visit staffskillstraining.co.uk/course-list. To sign up to a course or energy awareness session, please email Donna Shaw, Social Value Officer, on longhurst-csr@morgansindall.com or call 07813 407598. When emailing, please include your name, email and postcode. 27. A clarification for Longhurst Group homeowners. In the previous edition of Our Voice, published in June, there was an article on page 9 of the standard print version relating to stock condition surveys of our properties. We'd like to clarify that leasehold properties aren't included in these surveys. 28. Winter competition. Our Voice word search. Please see the word search competition on the back page of the standard print version. Find and highlight all 10 of the words listed below which relate to species of birds to be in with a chance to win a very special prize. This edition we're giving away a window bird feeder. Please post your completed word search to Our Voice Competition, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 New Hall Hill, Birmingham, B13JN. The closing date is Monday, the 13th of February, 2023. Our winner from last time. We had a good response to the word search in the summer edition. Out of the 34 entries, the winner was Stephen Fox of Peterborough. Congratulations, Stephen. Your Bug Hotel is on its way to you. Words. Blackbird, magpie, starling, wren, chaffinch, robin, swift, greenfinch, sparrow, and thrush. Please complete the form on the back page of the standard print version. The text on the standard print version is as follows. Name, address. 29. The Hub. Sign up to have your say. Customer feedback is really important to us. We want to know what you think about the services you receive and how we can improve. We also know that many of our customers are put off getting involved in engagement activities due to the meetings and time required to take part. So now we've launched The Hub, an online customer engagement platform where all of our customers can get involved and have their say whenever it suits them. We're waiting to hear from you. To sign up and get your voice heard, please visit thehublonghurstgroup.uk.engagementhq.com. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 0117 944 0044. Email info@a2i, that's the letter A, the number 2, the letter I, .co.uk. Web www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 36161.